Try the spirit.
want to try it. You must have it.
Right.
Now, if you have it, then you're capable of discerning who spirit it is, baby.
Yes.
You see? Yes. And then in that way, you won't be led astray. Now, if you pay strict attention, you'll find some conviction down here. All that reading.
You must believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Yahweh.
Now try whether they are of Yahweh. Now you have your King James version of the Bible, whether they are of God. Now God is a title. You see? And God being a title and not a name. And almost also means that the Lord is a title also, and that is not a name. You understand?
Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Now listen here. Now, a lot of people want to go back and say that he's talking about when Yahshua and Messiah come in the world. Now that's not what John is talking about. He's talking about the thing as it is since the day of Pentecost. Not before. When you were walking around here on the face of the earth in a physical body. All right, read.
Hereby know ye the Spirit of Yahweh.
Now, what is that? And then what is the body? Hereby know ye the Spirit. Now, what is this?
Hereby know ye the Spirit of Yahweh.
Now hereby know ye the Spirit of Yahweh. All right, find this. All right, read.
Every spirit that confesses that Yahshua the Messiah is come.
Now every spirit that testifies that Yahshua will soon be on. Looking for Yahshua and Messiah. Now every spirit that testifies that it is come, which is present in, see, is of Yahweh. Now is that true?
Yes.
Everywhere you go, the people are looking for it to come. See, not recognizing that, that it has come. Come already. And every one of them is saying that he is coming. That's the thing.
All right.
You get that?
Yes.
I didn't say that. The Apostle John said it. All right, read on.
And every spirit that confesses not that Yahshua the Messiah is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh.
Every spirit that testifies not that Yahshua is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. Now is that clear to you? Now you just thinking about that.
And this is that spirit of
anti-Messiah. Now this is that spirit of anti-Messiah.
Right.
Now that's the spirit of your adversary. And it is not of Yahweh. We you never heard it.
Whereof ye have heard that it should come.
Now, John is saying, well, you have heard that it should come. Read.
And even now, already.
And even now, at that time back there, if you look at just the second page, you will find how we wrote the epistle.
Right.
And it was already in the world at that time. You see that now?
And even now, already, is it in the world?
And even now, is it already in the world? Read on.
Ye are of Yahweh.
Ye are of Yahweh.
Little children.
Little children.
And have overcome it.
And have overcome it.
Because greater is he that is in you.
But for greater is he that is in you.
that which is in the world.
Then that which is in the world. That will do of that. You see. Now I want red over there in our daily verse. So it's in the same epistle.
Third chapter, first and second verses.
Now you read the close of this. Read.
Behold, what manner of love.
Behold, what manner of love.
The Father hath bestowed upon us.
The Father hath bestowed upon us.
That we should be called the sons of Yahweh.
That we should be called. Let this soak in, because it will happen. That we should be called saints.
No.
That we should be called Christians.
No.
That we should be called Roman Catholics.
No.
That we should be called Protestants.
No.
We didn't need it like that. Try it again.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh.
That we should be called the sons of Yahweh.
Right.
Now, I want to tell you why that read that way. And because, now when Joshua, the Messiah, whom Yahweh acknowledged to be his son. Now, you are a son of Yahweh.
All right.
Just now as he was then.
Right.
Now, if you let that soul, it'll help you.
You follow what I'm talking about?
Then, if you be a son of Yahweh, then Yahweh is in you, and you in him, and Joshua the Messiah in you. Now you follow what I'm talking about? Now you just have to have not been taught that out there in the world. You have been taught that Jesus is coming. Right? Is that right? Now, since we've got his name now, somebody will be saying Joshua is coming. But now, I want to make this little clear to you, so you don't make a mistake. See? Now that makes me have to go to the 14th chapter of St. John, which is the same man writing, and the 26th verse. I think it's about the 26th verse. And I want you to pay attention to everything I call attention to. Okay? And then, that only is the only way that you can be helped. All I need.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
Now listen, whom the Father will send in my name. Did you hear that?
Yes.
So now that's why we say it's Joshua in you. Because you have received the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Whom Yahweh has sent in the name of Joshua.
All right.
I'm going to be gone then. I mean, already sent.
Shall teach you all things.
Shall teach you some things.
No.
A few things.
No.
Who said? Shall teach you all things.
Right.
That's right. Read. And bring all things to your remembrance.
And bring all things. Not just some things. See, in the time that he told his disciples and for 3.5 years, as he taught, and they were not going to remember. everything. He said, he knew that. So therefore, he said, when the comforter did come, first of all, he said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
He said, and now he said that the comforter will come. See, whom the Father will send in my name. And when he is come, then what?
He shall teach you all things.
Now we're telling you this. See, my earthly name is Henry Clifford Kenny. Is that clear to you? Just like Moses' name given to him, you understand? And any of the rest of them, John and everybody else, you see, for the earthly name. Now, it doesn't say anything at all about Moses teaching anybody. It doesn't say anything about the pastor teaching anybody. You follow what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But now, the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you all things. Not so.
Right?
Is that the way it is?
Right.
Now, if then who's you then? Whoever is in the book, well, you pay strict attention and recognize the fact that no man has the ability to teach you the purpose of God. He just don't have it.
All right.
His mental faculties and his makeup is in hand. It's about the Holy Spirit. That you know that Yahshua Messiah, whom the Yahweh has sent in his name, say, or the comforter. Now that's what the teacher is around here.
Alright.
So then it's not in your liberty. But I don't know that to teach. And neither does anybody else. Necessitates me to have the comforter.
Okay.
He said, and then make it not be now, sure. And you keep talking now, sure. And let the comforter do the thing.
All right.
Now, is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that will save a whole lot of our self-exaltation.
I agree, and bring all things to your remembrance.
And say, would bring all things to your remembrance. Is that right?
Whatsoever I have said unto you.
Whatsoever I have said unto you. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know the reason why I said that?
Remember everything.
I'll give you an inch. cut toast to dead man during the time of the Passover. Now can we eat the Passover? You might want to say, and I don't know, I'll have to ask you. So he went to Joshua, your brother, and asked him, and he told him, no, you don't eat the Passover until 30 days in. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And another thing that Moses missed, well, you have him right along with you. I'll give you another answer. So if you can see that, if you look down to the first chapter of Genesis about the creation of heaven and earth, Moses saw that the second time that he was in the mountain. The first time, I should just say this way. Now the first time he was in the mountain, you see, Joshua told him to tell the children of Israel to clean up themselves and get up around the mountain. And not a beast or a man or nothing was to touch that mountain, Mount Sinai. And that he would speak to them from the mountain. Well, Moses did that. And then he told Moses that he would come up in the mountain. And he would give a table of stone. Now, I don't have time to go through everything, but I'm trying to show you now why Joshua on the side says what he just read to his disciples. All right, now, when Moses was up in the mountain, in the first chapter of Genesis, in verse 27, he said, Moses said that he could read.
So Elohim created man in his image.
So Elohim created man. Now, the word says, it says that let us make man in our own likeness and in our image. Right? And so now he's saying, so what?
For Elohim created man in his image.
And Elohim created man in his image.
In the image of Elohim created he him.
In the image of Elohim created he him.
Male and female created
he. Male and female
created he him.
Created he him. Now look, he didn't say a thing about what he created him out of.
Right.
You see that? Not a thing. Nothing. So now, the third time when he went up in the mountain to take up where he left off at, you see, what did he say it ends up? He's bringing it back to his remembrance now.
Genesis 2nd chapter 4th verse, and Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground,
mm-hmm.
and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life,
right.
and man became a living soul.
Now you see that? Now Moses, you see, he didn't put that down in the 6 days. Now he said, you understand, the second time that he went in the mountain, he didn't say it. But he called it to his remembrance now. That he did create it from the dust of the earth. Now Moses put that in there. Calling it back to his remembrance. You follow what I'm telling you? What he saw in vision. So that is why. So that is why. That Yahshua the Messiah, as they had called him through, seeing him fulfill what was in the law and what was in the prophecy. He knew that they wasn't going to remember. So he's telling now that all things, when the comforter is come, which is me, and I'll be right with you, and I'll call your attention to these things. And I'll do preaching for you.
All right,
now is that true?
Yes.
See, that has to be fulfilled too. Okay. A lot of things that they didn't understanding. But Bill actually didn't get the understanding of it until after he came in the Holy Spirit. They didn't understand a lot of things that he was doing and asked him about it.
Yahweh's witness.
a matter of impossibility. Even if you went to court, you say, if you got up there and they ask you to get up on the witness stand, one of the first things they're going to ask you is what the name is. You say, understand?
Yes.
And did you see whatever it was that you're in court for? And if you say, no, I didn't see it, then you're not a credit to it. Expanding because now man's got that much sense. You see, we ought to have better sense than to think that these people going around calling themselves Jehovah's Witnesses are Yahweh's Witnesses. It has to be revealed by death in the law and in the prophecy.
Right.
Now, I did not say people in what you call an impersonal. Now, he had two witnesses. Now, read that out there.
Revelation, the 11th chapter, the 3rd verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy a 1,200 and threescore days, clothed in sackcloth.
Not two witnesses. But,
right.
But,
yes.
Well, now what are his two witnesses?
These are the two olive trees.
Yes, sir.
And the two candlesticks standing before the Elohim of the earth.
Now, you say what it is? Now, that's why we tend to go to the law and go to the testimony. Because everything that Moses said in the law had to be confirmed by the prophets.
Where?
Now, Yahweh is going to do this. See? Now, then, here they are.
your idols.
And from all your idols
will I cleanse you.
Will I cleanse
a new heart also.
A new heart also
will I give you.
Will I give you.
And a new spirit.
And a new spirit
will I put within you.
Now wait a minute, Doug. You ought to read that right. You get into the medical doctor and you see, read it in the private part of one.
No, sir.
Are you following?
Yes,
yeah. Now where he said he was going to put it within you.
Right.
He said a new heart. And he was washed. All the things that he was singing while there is washed you from all your eyes. Now remember, these things have to be fulfilled because this is a promise. So when Yahshua the Messiah was a word made flesh, in order to fulfill this, you have to take a faith and watch the disciples' feet. And Moses, back in the hall now, you see, he had to say, here they have to buy you to the door of the tabernacle and wash them in the name and anoint them with the oil. Now what Joshua the Messiah is doing, he's fulfilling these things. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Because what he said he was going to do, and then put the devil all up. Most all the churches did this. But he said that he comes to fulfill. They said, no, you're wrong. You see? They don't even know that they're telling them a lie. You see? Because when they said he kind of instituted. You see? Now, all these things were instituted, but in two places. Let me put it that way. The end was declared from the beginning. And with Israel, who had. Now, I didn't say Jew or Gentile. No such thing about it.
The covenant with Yahweh is dying on them.
hasn't gone unto you. Now he did that before he went up in the mountain. Before he got back down to work up the table of stone, there was a golden calf down there, which they were told not to do. You see what I mean? Now then, when Moses broke that table of stone, then he had to go down and zoom out some stones and stuff.
Right.
Which symbolizing you taking gold from the heart. And he's going to give you the heart of flesh. That's what this prophet is talking about. Now, let me say this. As a real king, you know what it's all about if you understand it. What it's really all about. When Moses come down out of that mountain and broke those tables of stone, I'm cutting it up short. He gave them instructions how to build the tabernacle. They started on the ark of the covenant first. So when he took them tables of stone back up there, the last or the third time, when he comes back down, he has somewhere to put them. Now, somebody that didn't believe or don't think you know what you were talking about, that tabernacle is symbolical of your body. Now, let's have a medical doctor sitting right here. In a minute, that will confirm what I am saying. When a child is conceived in a womb, the head is on birth.
Right.
Now, meaning the fact that the ark of the covenant is formed first. You see? So they will have some way to lay. And that is symbolism of your brain. You see? That Yahweh is going to put your spirit in you. A new one. You see? A heart of flesh. Your father in the end. All right. Read again, that's the way it reads.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
And that's right. And a new spirit will I put within you. Now, here's what I will tell you. I think you receive more than man than second tables of stone in the heart of the covenant. You wouldn't be running around here talking a whole lot of food, talking about the same person you need. You see what I'm talking about? See how you get trapped when you don't know what it's all about? I don't put that just on in books. So, and then you have all the money, you can tell one up to save your life. But they're right. And they are Jehovah's Witnesses. And they mean Jehovah's Witnesses. But Jehovah is really not his name. And neither is Allah.